It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're on. Welcome. We're on. Insight this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Neil.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jack.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rocker, wherever you are. Where's Rocker at?
He's probably out taking a nap.
And the reason Rocker's not in the room...
There's not enough room. We got a lot of cool people in here.
We don't need Rocker. We've got, I believe, there's 8 members of the Fort Pioneers with us. We have the 3 advisors. We have Jesse Weitzel and Karen Gruby. And Marcia is the head advisor, correct?
Yeah. Marcia Weigel. You didn't say her last name.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Marcia Weigel. And then we have 6 students. We have the old lady of the bunch, which would be Caitlin Weigel, who's now a past student, correct? Past member. And then we have the president, Liz Hardings, who's 16. We have the vice president, Zach Shaneline, who's 16. Ray Gruby is the reporter. He's 14. And Claire Gruby is a health and safety officer, and I think she's 11, correct?
Yeah.
So I tell you what, we're going to talk about the 4-H group, and let's start by just talking about what is 4-H?
Well, 4-H is it's a national club, a group. There's levels, national, state, county, and then several communities have clubs. Some communities have several clubs. Our club has 85 members at this time, give or take a few.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're always welcoming new members. Our motto is to make the best better. So most of our members are just outstanding kids who want to do more. Everything's volunteer. They don't have to be members. They don't have to do the hard work, but they do. Yeah. And they're rewarded for it, and they learn a lot.
So what age group is involved in this?
Our club goes from 3rd grade to, I think, 19.
Age 18.
Other clubs do have what do you call clover buds. Mm-hmm. We don't have that, but those are younger members, down to what kindergarten I'd say, up to the
same.
Yeah, a lot of the clubs do have that. We don't.
So your purpose for this evening is what?
Well, I think our main thing is to try to help people realize we're just not an agricultural club. It's very important to us, I mean, but we also want people to realize that kids have opportunities in STEM, science, technology, engineering, mechanical, in the trades, sewing, woodworking, anything you can think of. They have opportunities to learn and go forth. And my kids, they've all gone to state. Ray's taken projects in welding, small engines this year. Claire, she did a sports nutrition project, and some are just fun. Like, she did this is my style project. Josh did, he's 9, my youngest, and he did one on physics. And there's just so many opportunities.
And if there isn't a topic that the students are interested in, they can do what's called a self-determined project, where they can actually design their own project. There's an element to every project where they're supposed to do a little bit of community service, and have some hands-on learning experiences that go with it. So as long as they integrate those into the projects, then they can determine what they want to do. We had one member last year who made a farm model. He had gone to the Dart County Fair and had seen several models that he thought were pretty cool, and there's no specific project for that. So he designed it and made a really cool-looking model, and he was pretty proud of it, and that's what got him back again this year. He wants to design something else. So there's a lot of cool things that the kids can do.
So when you say he created a model, like a, you know, like a woodworking type thing?
It was a farm model, so he had it on a big, thick piece of board, and he made the fields, and he had silos, okay, and all kinds of things on it, and it was really neat. And he learned a lot of different skills from creating the model that he didn't think he was going to learn, which is a pretty cool part about a lot of the projects in 4-H.
Cool. So I'm assuming that each of you were part of 4-H when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yes, and I, this club that Fort Pioneers now was called Sharpsburg So-and-Do, and so I was a member of that when they were originally Sharpsburg So-and-Do for 10 years, and then it became Fort Pioneers, really to include more than just sewing and cooking, and it was pretty much an all-girl club at one time, and then they wanted to get boys and girls involved with it, so it's been very effective in that way.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of, Liz probably doesn't even know this, but me and her mom, Maggie, were in the same club. We were in St. Henry Sunshine Girls, which are, they were absorbed into St. Henry Buckeyes Club, which is a, when I was, I think St. Henry had 3 or 4 clubs when I was younger, and they kind of absorbed into one large club. But yeah, it's just a small world.
Jesse, what about you?
Yeah, I was part of the Fort Pioneers back in school. My first year, my freshman year of college, I was actually still in the club too. And I was a counselor that year after my freshman year of college. So I led 4-H when I was in high school. I did computer classes, electronics, public speaking, all kinds of stuff like that. It kind of actually helped me select my career. I'm an IT guy now, so I work over the industries as an IT manager. So having that experience and the ability to kind of delve into different things kind of helped me choose my career. So, and it wasn't, I did show hogs too in high school and junior high, but this club helped me choose this career path, I think, helped me.
Fantastic. So,
yeah, tell you what. And that gives you a chance to kind of, I think I like this, and it gives you a chance to go into it much, much deeper and actually find out if it's something that's going to work for you.
Yeah, part of the project thing is you find a helper, and sometimes the helper is an expert in doing that, like expert woodworker, or an expert computer guy, or an electronics guy, you know, or lady, that help you figure out how to build a circuit board, or how computers work, or those kinds of things. So that really helped me understand what I was looking for more in a career.
Yeah.
Or it can show you what you absolutely hate.
Yes. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Ray took robotics. It was, he learned it's not for him. So
that's great.
Yeah.
You know, so. Otherwise he might have spent 4 years in college trying to do something like that and get into life and find out it doesn't work. That's a great way to do things.
And speaking of life, there are a lot of just great life skills that you learn. Like we mentioned, cooking and sewing. My older girls both took several cooking and sewing projects. And it was pretty cool. They got to work with their grandma on the sewing. And she's a great seamstress. But, you know, that's kind of getting to be a dying art, I feel like, in a way. So now my girls can go. They could sew outfits if they want to. And they think that that's pretty cool. The cooking part, too, is just great. They learn food safety, learn about the food groups, learn about how to clean up and organize things. Although one of my daughters is better at that than others.
Well, just because they learn about it doesn't mean they did
it. But they are exposed to a lot of great information, a lot of great skills that if they choose to tag on to that, yes.
And the level of these projects are compared to the ones we did. Like, I remember just getting a booklet, almost a pamphlet when we would get our projects. These are books, like 50-page books that they have to you know, it's not something you just complete in a weekend.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, let's take a real quick break and come back and talk more from an advisor standpoint. What I think we'll do is, like, have the first half of the show be with the advisors, and then we'll get the kids in here for the second half of the
show. Absolutely. Sounds
great. Okay, so we'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 5th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, or can even honor a loved one. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
We're back inside. We're talking 4-H with 4-H advisors and 4-H students. And when we started the show, we asked, what is 4-H? And Karen gave a very good explanation of kind of the overall goal of 4-H. But what the heck does 4-H stand for?
Well, the 4-H's are head, which is supposed to be knowledge and thinking and learning. Heart, which is learning about how to be kind to other people and how to treat other people. Hands, which is service, and then health for better living. And our motto basically is, we pudge our head to clear thinking, heart to greater loyalty, hands to larger service, health to better living for our club, our community, our country, and our world. And we say that pledge at each of our meetings.
Fantastic. So do you find as advisors now, when you look back at when you were students, things have changed a lot?
The opportunities.
The projects are a lot more.
Yeah, the projects are more intense. There's a lot more projects, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And the opportunities, like I said, from county to state to national even, which, you know, I don't know that too many of us are involved in that, but yeah.
Do we still send kids to National Congress in D.C.? Or
that's a great question. For
I don't know if we still do that. We used to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, the possibilities are endless. And colleges know. They know that a 4-H student, applicant, does extra. They go above and beyond because they don't have to join.
That's true.
Ray took had the opportunity. I don't know if they've had these classes since, but they had classes before COVID. He took a welding project, and then he could have the opportunity to take a class. Depending on the weekend you were available, there was one at Ohio State, and then there was one at Columbus State. It was put on Ohio State, but he took the one at Columbus State, and he was
like an adjunct professor.
Yeah, and he said, you know, not just in the ag department, but any department, whether it be health and the arts, the sciences. Let's say two students applicants have the exact same
resume.
And they see one has 4-H, they're probably going to pick the 4-H kid because everything they do is on their own. They don't have to do it.
And it's true. You interview for jobs too. Actually,
yeah,
I got asked that one time when I interviewed for a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he said any of our colleges in the university will tell you that.
Yeah.
They just know.
Let's say that I'm a young parent. And I've got a ordinary second grader that I want to like teach them a little bit more about stuff. So when like I go to enroll them in 4-H, what can I expect as a parent? What can they expect as a student?
So you can enroll in third grade. Usually we have a family get to know 4-H thing we pass out to families. We had a meeting 2 months ago
in October, yes.
Where we invited parents to come in to kind of see what we did. We teach kids parliamentary procedure. We kind of go over what we're going to do, our plans for the year. We have field trips planned. We go to places like last year went to the Ohio Caverns. We went horseback riding to Marmon Valley Farms. We have the skating thing. We have the bowling thing. We do other things like that. As far as time, once a month, we have a meeting. It's in the evening up at the auditoria. It's, an hour and a half? Something like that.
Usually about an hour.
An hour and a half.
Minutes.
Max. Where we go through everything. And we have committees where kids can join things, where you can get involved with a scrapbook, or you could do birthday cards, or you could do the field trip committee or cleanup or whatever. So everybody's asked to join a committee too as a kid to kind of teach them a little responsibility, you know. I'm part of this committee, I'm going to do this thing, you know.
And probably teamwork.
Correct.
And some other.
Uh-huh. Right. We try to push that it's their club. It's not our club. Yeah. It's their club.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes we probably have to stop ourselves. It's just easier to do it ourselves. But no, it's their club, and and we need to.
The president and vice president bring the meeting to order, and they go through the agenda. Do that. We just kind of make sure everybody's okay.
Well, if they're at the school, they probably have to have adult supervision no matter what.
Absolutely.
So,
So
that if they're running it themselves, that's a really, really that's a great thing for younger people.
So how much say does the local club, I mean, is there much influence from the state and federal level as far as what the local clubs have to do or teach?
I mean, there are bylaws and rules that we have to follow. We're basically encompassed under an umbrella of Ohio State University.
Okay.
And then the extension office is located in Salina, and so that's an extension of the Ohio State University. And so we do have some rules that we have to follow under them, but still each club is its own entity, and we have a lot of freedom to make a lot of decisions in pretty much most of what we do. So it's very nice. We have guidance from Beth Guggenbeller. She lives here in town. And Erica Bowers are great at the extension office in Salina, and they will guide you through anything, but they'll tell you in the end, this is still your club, so you do what you need to do as long as it's within the parameters and the rules that Ohio State has set.
So help me understand the connection between 4-H and the Mercer County Fair.
Huge.
Yeah. Well, it would be under the junior fair. 4-H members, what age? 15? Fresh? I don't know. They have the opportunity to apply and be on the fair board, who can also encompass members of FFA. And they help plan the junior fair. You guys pretty much do all of it, I think.
They get involved with the auctions.
The auctions, the animals. Yeah, yeah, they organize pretty much everything. The special interest clubs. That's that big 4-H building, the junior fair building. All those are on display. You know, they get judged. These projects get judged early in July, so that if they do have the ability to go to state fair is always at the end of July. So they do get judged before the fair, the special interest projects, and then they can go to the state fair. And then
all the livestock's done at the fair.
Yeah. So like, as advisors, you know, is there a desire to get more kids?
Always.
Yeah, we would love to get as many kids involved as possible and influence positively as many youth as we can.
So how do you guys each sell 4-H? Because there's a lot of parents that are probably thinking, I don't want to have to worry about rabbits or pigs or, okay? What can you tell them about today's 4-H to kind of welcome them into the group?
Well, we farm, but my kids do not take animals to the fair. And I'm okay with that because the other things they learn. I like that we push the special interest on them. So they already know how to take care of their cows and their chickens and their pigs, but we're exploring other things. And I think that's what we're trying to hopefully accomplish, is that people understand it's not just the animals, though they are so important, and they learn so many skills with the animals that he can probably give us the most information on that. He does very well. But yeah, just there's so much more.
I would just say just the leadership opportunities, you know, even starting with being an officer within the club and helping lead the meetings and do those types of things, to going to camp, to just, there's a lot of different opportunities available besides just the fair. But if you are going to do a fair project, you know, I would tell parents, start small the first year. There's a discovering 4-H project that's just an entry-level basic project that you can do the first year. And I don't know, none of my kids did that, but a lot of kids like to do projects like that just to start easy.
Which would be what? What would that include?
I think they talk about what the 4-H's are and then have them go out and do activities related to those. None of my kids took that project, but for all the projects, there are beginner levels, and then usually there's an intermediate and an advanced level as well. So you can, you know, if you really like something that you're doing, then you can work your way up. If you aren't comfortable with it, then you select a different topic, because there are literally hundreds of different topics that they can do. And for me, the pull to have my kids do it is I did it for 10 years and I learned a lot from it and was very deeply influenced by it in a positive way. And so it was a no-brainer when the opportunity came up for me to enroll my kids in. It's like, yeah, you're going to be in it. Yeah. And then once they tried it, they loved it. So I didn't have to sell it after that. But I wanted them to try it because I knew that it had a lot of leadership qualities. It had a lot of cooperation that you learn in teams and just all the things that you can do. And it's fun as well, you know, so there's just a lot of great aspects to it.
The connections they make and the friendships.
Oh, yeah.
My very best friends that I have, I met in 4-H.
Yeah, and
a long time ago.
Yeah, my kids would say the same thing. Some of their close friends that they hung around with after. You know, I have two that are now getting toward the end of it. One is, and one's right at the edge of it, and they have a lot of friends they made in 4-H.
That's great.
And the connection, even just, you know, people in the community they meet in the county, you know, those friendship connections will last and benefit them in their futures when they're, you know, if they come home and get jobs you know.
Considered a huge network of possible people that you know, places people work at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, weddings I went to after college, people getting married from 4-H, so I got invited to their weddings years afterwards.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, you were talking about, you know, we kind of were talking about there's things that 4-H just seems to be people's perception is agriculture. But obviously your experience is exactly the opposite of that.
I mean, I grew up on a farm. My parents had a large farm south of town, and I still help them out when I have time. I have my own job. You know, I'm a busy guy.
But 4-H kind of.
But I showed hogs, but that wasn't like those computer projects and the public speaking. I did some writing projects. I had an article in the paper one time I wrote, and it got published. All those public things that help leadership skills as I hit the table and everybody has to hear you know, those leadership skills will carry you far in life. And a networking thing, like Karen was saying, the more people you know that work somewhere when you graduate, it's great for you because somebody already knows you if you're applying for a job. That might be your foot in the door. Yeah. You don't have to really prove you're really a person. You know, they know you're a good person. They've known you forever. And why not hire this person?
Yeah. And even if they don't know you or know anything about even what 4-H is, there's things that you've learned about, in your particular instance, computers, but it could have been writing. It could have been something completely...
Writing's very important business.
Different. you know, it's completely different thing from agriculture, but it helps you dive into all the details that need to be...
So much different stuff out there.
Yeah. And like with Ray, he got to find out he didn't like that. That's okay. He didn't like robotics. We'll start on something else. And you might, you know, he still might not hit exactly what he's looking for, but he's delved into several different things and at least has a working knowledge of some of this stuff that's gonna show up sometime later in life.
These skills that you get, you learn leadership skills, and you learn public speaking, and all those the communication skills you need to be successful. I mean, it does help you a lot.
Yeah.
And 4-H used to have that going to D.C. thing. I went to D.C. one time.
Yeah.
We used to send a candidate there every year. I met John Boehner. I met our congressmen and women. It was great. Great experience to do that kind of stuff way back then. I don't know if they still do it, but 4-H does do some really great leadership stuff.
So you've almost got me sold into take my second grader there. Okay,
you seem a little old for a second grader, Jeff.
Shut up, Neil.
Thank you.
So
grandkids.
So now I'll ask, what's this going to cost me?
Do we want to use that as a teaser, Jack? Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll let you think about that.
Let's take a break and then you have to tell me, what's this going to cost me? We'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
Are we back? You pointed at me and then you start pressing that button. I don't know what the hell is going on.
It doesn't echo like this. Oh.
So are we on now?
Yes, we've been okay. On. Since right after you started jabbering.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're jabbering first.
We're back. Insight. And we're talking 4-H stuff. We're learning a lot about 4-H. And I asked them the very poignant and pointed question. What's this going to cost me? As a parent, what's this going to cost?
To enroll in the 4-H club, in our club, now every club is different, but our club, it costs you absolutely nothing monetary in the beginning. Now, there's always a little what-if to that. You are expected as the H for hands, for service, to serve at a wedding, one wedding meal, and not necessarily serve, but really clean up the dishes.
Yep.
And then couples that get married will donate money to our club, and so then we take that money and donate it for other things. And so if you are willing to do that part, which is an expectation, then it does not cost you anything. And so cost-wise, what we would say is when you go to do your projects, some projects definitely have some money that gets invested in them. So
and
that's something,
you know, that's
consider.
Whether it's animals or you're sewing and you have to buy material.
Cooking,
or that type
the ingredients
of stuff.
And things. I mean, some of that can add up, but you can investigate that before you decide which projects you want to do. And some are more costly than others. And usually what you make or produce from it is something you can use. So
yeah.
So free. It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
If it's free,
just
it's
fine.
For me.
Yep.
So, as like we wrap up the parent portion, the advisor portion of this, I'll give you each a chance to like share that talking point that you want to make sure that you get across.
Okay. Go ahead.
Me first, sir. Guess I'll go first. So, I did enroll my daughter in 4-H. I thought it was a great program growing up. The reason why I'm doing it is I think those leadership skills are very important for kids to get and to use in their adult lives. You don't have to do agriculture. She didn't do a project all last year. She did discovering outdoors and, a woodworking project. And yes, ladies can do woodworking. It's great, you know. And she loved it. She would probably do it again. But those skills taught her to sit in front of somebody, ask questions, have an interview. You know, those things are very important later on in life. I think it's a great opportunity for her to delve in different things and different topics. And, you know, do I like computers? I'll try it. Do I like this? Nope, not doing that again. You know, those kinds of things are great to do when you're young.
Mm-hmm. And so, I'll tell you what, it's amazing how, as an HR guy, the number of people that you interview nowadays that doesn't have the communication skills to be able to sit across the table from you, look you in the eye, and share their thoughts, you know, and it is incredible how important it is, and it's almost a lost art at this point.
They'll get lots of opportunities for interviews every year, at least one.
Right.
Also.
Yeah, like he said, and we were talking on break, the importance of the interview, the project interviews. It's conveying how much you learn and how much you understand your project, and you do that by through this interview, and the better you do explaining it, that's how you move on. And, and it's like he said, it's a skill, and it's a great skill. And that's one thing we just really want to push, is not just the ag is so very important to us too, but just we have had I know Marcia, she talks to the students a lot more than we do. Oh, I don't know. I didn't know we could be in 4-H because I don't live on a farm. Or
try different things now. You're young.
Yeah. So we're more than that, I guess, is our biggest thing we want to convey.
And also that you can, you don't have to join right at third grade. We've had some sixth graders join this year, and we welcome that. Like, you don't have to be in it for 10 years. You could get benefits from being in it 3, 4, or 5 years.
Yeah, or so, even if they get into, like, high school and they're, and somebody, they meet somebody in the ag class or FFA, and they says, say something about, well, how'd you learn to do that? 4-H. Well, how to, yep. Oh, I didn't know you could do that in 4-H. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure if somebody's in high school, you're glad to have them, even if it's only for a year or two or three or four.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep.
Because they're going to learn something for sure. Mm-hmm. They're going to improve themselves a lot.
Absolutely. Yep. And I would say for me, all the benefits of 4-H, from the 4-H's, I feel like you get 2 H's in your life. You're helpful and you're happy. And those are things that all humans want to be, right? So I feel like all the experiences from that helped make me a helpful person and a happy person. And that's great. So I just, that's my selling point.
Fantastic. Karen, anything to add?
Everything they said, plus the friendships. I mean, you're just, they're going to be involved with like-minded people, you know, and those friendships last forever. Like, we have yearly advisor meetings. I didn't go to the same one they did, but here, look across the room, and I'm like, I remember her. I went to camp with her, and we started talking later. So, yeah, I mean, that long time ago, and, you know, those friendships and connections, they're still there. So
that's cool. You know, and it's amazing because you see and hear of so many people, parents, who have kids that are juniors or seniors, and they're having trouble getting to a certain point or accomplishing some certain things, and by the time they're that age, it is a struggle where with 4-H, a lot of those skills, the discipline, the ability to take a project and see it through to Absolutely. The end is huge. And if, like, they learn that at 10 or 11 or 12, it's a hell of a lot easier when they're 17.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So,
well, I tell you what, I think we're going to do a change of seats here.
Sure.
And we're going to kind of out with the old, new with the new here. And we'll take a real quick break. We'll get the students in here to chat.
Absolutely.
We'll be back right after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Queen Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more. Our Lady Indians started their season last Saturday at Arcanum, and our boys will start their season this Saturday hosting the South Adams Starfires. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and it will also be available on the NFHS network. The basketball season is gearing up, so make plans to get to as many games as you can this year. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Insight. We're talking 4-H. We just had on Jesse and Marcia and Karen, the three 4-H advisors. Are you the only 4-H advisors?
There are eight total.
There's eight total advisors. Oh, goodness. And now we've got the five students. And we're going to start with, I guess, the old lady of the bunch, right? And that is Caitlin Weigel. Caitlin graduated last year.
Yes.
So that qualifies as old lady?
Well.
I think I actually graduated the year before last. Yeah, 2021.
It's a year and a half ago.
Can't remember that now, wait until you're 66.
It's all technical, Jack. It's a year and a half and not last year.
So Caitlin, I'll tell you what. So as a alumni of 4-H, what do you find that's done for you as you've moved into the next phase of life?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things, it's really prepared me for a lot of options. Some of the projects I was taking as I got older had to do with, like, moving out, setting up, like, a house. You're always practicing doing interviews with the project, like, judging, so that's just helped me, like, be able to get some jobs, approach people. And then just overall, like, I was a counselor at 4-H camp. I was, like, in the club. I did the officer roles. So I've allowed myself to have responsibilities. So now that I'm, like, outside of the house, it's a lot more comfortable. I kind of think I've been, like, prepared to be on my own and handle my own, like, business.
Fantastic. So, and you're presently in college?
Yes.
Where at?
Capital University.
Oh?
Yes.
Cool. Studying what?
Recently have become an English creative writing major. That's been fun so far. But hoping to maybe add some minors here soon.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, you're a very impressive young lady.
Thank you.
I think part of that's probably due to your 4-H background, if you agree with that. Is that correct?
Of course.
Yeah. So at what age did you start 4-H?
I started third grade the first year I was able to. So I was able to do all 10 years when I graduated high school. I think it was really fun. I started early. So, like, that's not early, but, like, I started off that young. I was able to, like, learn sewing growing up, learned how to cook. I did a laundry project, and ever since then, I've been doing my own laundry. That might have been more for my mom, but it worked.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, it's for you now, though, that you're in Columbus.
Yeah, no.
There's some side benefits to this, right, Mom? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, started out young, so I was able to learn all those years, and then 10 years later, here I am. It's given me a lot of skills I can use. Going to state with it was really fun. I way overworked myself, but I sometimes took like 3 projects a year. That it definitely, like, you can do a lot of different things. I was doing like bug catching projects, sewing projects, cooking projects, like crafting.
None of those are agriculture.
None of them are agriculture.
Which is exactly the point of what we want to let people know. And while I'm thinking about it, and you can probably answer this, how does somebody, if somebody thinks they might want to pursue it, how do you, who do you talk to, and how do you get you or your kids enrolled in this 4-H or a different 4-H group where you live?
I know throughout school they would constantly be like, we're having a meeting, enrollment, like, over the speakers, you can go. They would tell you, like, go to the office, there's paperwork, you could go to certain teachers, like my mom being an advisor, I know now you can go visit her and ask her for the paperwork. And then you're always welcome to just show up to one of the meetings, because they're every month, so you can just show up, see if you like it, and then they can help you get that figured out.
Yep. Awesome.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great job, Caitlin. So now I'll talk to the current students that are involved, and we'll start with the president. So, Liz, right?
Yep.
How about if you share your age and your parents?
Okay, I'm 16 years old, and my parents are Ken and Maggie Hardings.
Very good. And you've been involved in 4-H for how long?
Since the third grade.
Since third grade. Since that time, what have you learned and what's been the most rewarding piece of it?
Most recently was from 4-H. I learned just to take the leap forward and don't be afraid. When I was asked if I'd be willing to run for president this year, I was a little nervous because I'm not too familiar with all of our younger members, and I was like, what if they don't like me and all this other stuff? But I just took the leap of faith, and I really enjoyed it. At our first meeting, all the younger kids just played. We played games and stuff, and they had a blast, and we were playing Simon Says, and they were like, you're the best, you're so fun, and I just think it's great that the little kids love you.
That's cool. And then vice president is Zach?
Yes.
Right? Zach Shainline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, age and your parents.
I'm 16 years old, and then my parents are John and Susie Shainline.
Very good. And when, like, you think about your favorite part of 4-H and what you learned, what would it be?
My favorite part of 4-H was, like, my livestock that I took. Currently, I take two hogs. In the past, I've took steers and two hogs. But I've also done woodworking, wildlife. I've done arts and just, like, more non-agriculture stuff. And then, like, the greatest reward is, not gonna lie, is, like, the money part to the livestock. You sell your animals at the end. So you maybe spend $200 on a hog, but it might get you $800 at the end.
Awesome.
Which is almost $1 an hour for what it takes you to take care of the hog. But it's still, you know, it's something you'd be doing anyway, and you get a big, nice check at the end.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So like, when it came to the woodworking part of it, is, like, that something you had done before? Or when you went into that, you were pretty green?
My grandpa has done woodworking all his life, so growing up, you know, he has a whole woodworking shop. He's got everything with it, all the tools and everything. So he's just been an inspiration throughout the whole thing.
Awesome. And now we'll talk to Ray, right?
Yep.
So, age and your parents?
14. My parents are Karen and Charlie Groovy.
Very good. And how would you answer the same question as far as what have you learned and what's been the most fun or rewarding piece?
I'd say the most fun part and rewarding is friendships because of camp. I've been to camp every year I could have gone. This past year, I've been a CIT, which is counselor in training. And you basically just learn the ropes of being a counselor. So,
and camp. So is camp, like, over by Grand Lake?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So it's 4 days and 3 nights, and you go, you get a cabin assigned. It's 1 through 10, and then there's cabin X. So there's girls' cabins and there's boy cabins, and then you basically just have fun for 4 days. So
fantastic. So I'm assuming there's, like, competitions and games, and
there's games, there's water games if it's hot out, there's all kinds of, like, games and stuff you can do. Then you sing songs, play games, you eat good food, so yeah, there's just lots of fun things you can do.
Fantastic.
I'm in if it's good food.
It is good food.
Claire. Okay, so you are Claire
Groovy.
Your parents are
Charlie and Karen Groovy.
Charlie and Karen.
She's the better looking sibling of Ray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Age?
I'm 11.
You're 11. So 11 is like a fifth grader?
I'm a sixth grader.
You're a sixth grader.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So what have you enjoyed most from 4-H?
Probably how involved you are. with like the meetings, and you show up, and then there's like projects that you get to do. Yeah.
Very good. And you, when like you think about one lesson you've learned, what's it been?
It's probably how to work together and like involve everybody's opinions into what you're doing.
Very good. And
that's a pretty good thing.
I know.
That sounds like an HR question.
I am hoping it would get you hired. I'm 66 years old.
That's an HR question that would get you hired right there.
I know.
That's awesome.
So you are the health and safety officer, is that right?
Correct.
So what does a health and safety officer do? Or like you in charge of making sure everybody got their COVID vaccine when like no you had nothing to do with that.
I'm still learning.
So you're still learning.
Yeah.
So and this is for all four of you. So as you talk to your friends about 4-H, okay, what's some of the excuses that they give for not joining?
So one of the biggest excuses I hear from kids not joining 4-H is that they're already in FFA. Since I'm in high school now, you can be a part of the FFA. And so it's became the biggest excuse. But the way I like to respond to it is there's no problem being a part of both. I really am active in our FFA. But now that I've become president of our 4-H, I'm like, you can do both and love them both. There's similarities, but there's a lot of differences, and I think one of the biggest differences between them is that 4-H involves a lot of the younger kids, and it's nice that you can be able to talk to the younger kids and relate to them, because believe it or not, the younger kids teach you a lot. Every single meeting, I'm constantly learning new things from the younger members.
Fantastic. Ray?
I'd say it's as fun as you make it, and it's as enjoyable, and it's what you learn from it is what you put into it. And if you're trying to do new things, new projects, and you're trying to get to state, and you go to state, and you do all the extra things like the wedding cleanups or multiple wedding cleanups, it becomes really fun. So
do you have any friends that you've tried to talk into 4-H that you just can't do it?
Yeah. They usually say, like, oh, I don't have enough time, or as an excuse, but it's only once a month, and it's just an hour, so...
So is anybody busy? Are any of them busier than you?
I know,
you're helping with the farm, you got school, you're doing 4-H. Who's busier than you? They aren't.
No.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Zach, thoughts?
Kind of an excuse that I get all the time is they're too old. You know, you could be a junior and join. There's no age limit. And also being an FFA, it's more than just agriculture as well. With FFA, you know, I do agronomy, food science, you know, that sort of stuff, which you can also do ag stuff in 4-H as well. So it's not just FFA.
Yeah, very good. And Claire?
The biggest excuse that I probably hear is not being able to get to the meetings.
Oh.
Yeah. But
just you making it to the meetings. And so out of the 85 members, is there usually half of them there at for each meeting or more? Yep. So, okay.
Her answer was 2/3 or more.
Yeah.
And we saw it, but I don't think we could hear it. Yeah. So, yep.
So as president, okay, and you hate when I point you out, don't you? So as president, what is your goal? Okay, so you have 65 kids at these meetings. What's your goal for those meetings? What does a meeting consist of?
So our meetings usually start, and we call the room to order, and then we take care of all of our business that we have.
every meeting, we talk about what kind of went on at our last meeting and what's coming up. So if we have wedding cleanups coming up, we talk about those. Or if we have some field trip coming up, we'll talk about that. Or if we're going to make a donation, we make sure that all the members are really involved. We vote upon everything that we do. And so at the end of every meeting, we close the meeting, and then everybody gets to enjoy snacks and play games, which our recreation officers help play games. But at every single meeting, my goal is to try and get all the kids to talk to somebody new. So when we're playing games, I'll talk to a group of kids and try to get to know them. That way they see that I'm willing to talk to new people, and hopefully they'll try and talk to new members, and so that everybody can just get to know each other a lot better. And so that's my biggest goal out of it.
Fantastic. So guys, I tell you what, I'll give you each a chance for a closing statement, okay? And then we'll take a break.
Yep.
And have the advisors come in for one wrap
up. Yep.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So, a closing statement that you're trying to talk me into bringing my granddaughters to the next 4-H meeting. Okay. So we'll start with Ray.
My point I want to get across is that the friendships and people you meet, especially at camp, because it's from other schools and it's basically just Mercer County, and you meet so many new people. And then, if you see them at, a football game or track meet, you say, hey, I know that person. And, that's just... And then when you're older and you live there, and then... that's how you make friends. And my mom's friends with people she met in 4-H, so.
Fantastic. Zach?
My point to get across is it doesn't matter how old you are. You can join at any age as long as you're in the age limit.
Awesome. Claire?
The leadership skills that you get to learn while being in the club.
So... what's the most valuable leadership skill that you've learned?
Maybe to get your point across so other people can listen to it.
For a sixth grader, you're very well spoken.
Thank you.
Great job.
That probably was a 4-H project.
I know it.
Making Liz, sure that people they got communication.
So my biggest point is that you have nothing to lose. Just trying something new. So you think that you're going to waste an hour of your time, but really you learn so much in that hour. You get to play games with people and meet new people, and you absolutely have nothing to lose by going to the first meeting.
Fantastic. Neil, these guys are sharp.
Yes, they are. Maybe we ought to wrap up with them and let the counselors sit back in the corner.
Well, guys, I tell you what, I really appreciate you coming up. You're all very impressive, and you can just tell that there's some cool things ahead for you guys. So we're going to take one more break. We're going to come back, and we're going to have the advisors just kind of share some of the details on how to get signed up, when to get signed up. And then we'll
We'll also have Rocker with his this week in history of the
pop culture
history. Yeah. And then on Sports Talk, we'll have Nick Twaits, Major awesome. League Baseball player, home for the holidays. And he's going to talk with us in studio. And after that, some of the cast of the Christmas show that Jay County Civic Theater is putting on, those guys will all be on Sports Talk.
You ain't going to get out of here till midnight tonight.
Where else am I going?
That's true.
I'm okay with that.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from
within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
This Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's a great time to support our local merchants who are our friends and neighbors, taking pride in making our community better. Shop in the businesses where you're a friend, not just a number. Our local merchants are the backbone of our community, and two-thirds of the money spent in the local businesses stays in our community, making Fort Recovery a better place for all of us. Our local businesses support and sponsor all kinds of events in the community: youth sports, the Jubilee, Boy Scouts, the FFA, the band, and lots more. There will be some great deals in all our stores, so let's get out this Saturday on Small Business Saturday and show our local merchants how much we appreciate them supporting our community.
Oh, I do remember them, yeah.
It's really impressive.
It's really impressive
when somebody...
I got distracted.
We're on what?
On the air.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I hope you didn't say anything bad.
I was just ready to say, it's really impressive when you have somebody like Liz, okay, who recognizes the value of connecting with the young ones, you know. Kids, and I don't care what age they are, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, they love having somebody to look for, to, you know, look up to. Mm-hmm. And you know, what a great opportunity for Liz.
Absolutely.
And what a great thing for those kids to have that person that say, hey, she's cool, I want to be like Liz. So
yep.
So guys, let's wrap up. Okay, so you've talked me into it. I'm signing up my second grade daughter. What do I have to do?
Come to a meeting. Yes.
And meetings are when?
We try the second.
The third.
The actually. Third, sorry. Tuesday of the month. Get a hold of one of us, Marcia, me, or Jesse, and we can, or any of the other advisors, and we can show you the way. There's paperwork in the offices, school offices.
And I was going to say, the easiest thing probably, since I teach at school, is just look up Marcia Weigel and
shoot you an email.
Shoot me an email, and I can get you hooked up. Yep.
And the meetings are up at the high school?
They're all at the elementary, middle school in the auditoria.
Very good.
And though we like to, of course, want to promote our club, there are specialty clubs in, within the county. You know, there's a horse club. There's a shooting
dog club.
Shooting club.
Yeah.
If you don't think we're for you, call the extension office in Salina. You know, they can give you a list of clubs. And what's, there's, like I said, there's some specialty clubs. I know they were working on getting just a STEM club. I don't know if that came into fruition yet, but, you know. And we would love the members, but you know, there are specialty clubs.
Yeah.
And one of my daughters did take a dog project, and she was in with mostly kids that were in the dog club, but she still tried to give obedience training to our dog. It didn't work so well, but but we did learn some good tips. We have a puppy now, and we've transferred some of that knowledge. So, yeah, again, continuous learning. So
cool. So, Jess, anything to add?
Great. I have nothing to add. No, not really. I mean, if you guys, if you're interested, just reach out to one of us. I'm in town a lot. You can stop me when I'm walking around. You can ask me questions if you want to. And then, or come to the meetings, or reach out to Marcia. I mean, she's really available at the school. Send your kid her way. Yeah. Bug her.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah.
No, honestly.
So. But yeah, if you're a parent, you can stop me if you see me in town or wherever, and I'll be glad to talk about it.
Well, so. I would tell you what. thanks so much for thinking of Fort Recovery Radio when it came to sharing this. We loved having you. We love it when we have young people come in, and because you know what? It's, you know, people like this that are going to lead the next Christmas gala, and they're going to lead the next Jubilee, and they're going to, you know, be the people that build the fort for 2050, you know. So we loved having you guys on.
We appreciate it.
And
speaking of the Christmas gala, we do want to make a donation. The club would like to donate, so.
Fantastic. And
I believe that's going to be our first official one of the 2022 yes. gala.
Awesome. So, that's an awesome thing you guys do.
Well, we want to officially thank the 4-H for their kind donation. So, should we take a break and
let's take a real quick little break, and then we'll bring Rocker
come in.
We'll reel Rocker into the one of the chairs, and he'll get us going here.
Fantastic! So,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Just a minute.
Fort Recovery High School National Honor Society is offering free gift wrapping to the public again this Christmas season. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 11th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and they'll wrap your gifts for you. They'll have a nice variety of wrapping paper, ribbons, bows, and other embellishments to choose from. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you want. Take the easy way out this Christmas season. Just bring your gifts to the Commons on Sunday, December 11th between 10 and 2, and the National Honor Society will be happy to wrap your gifts for you. It's just their way of saying happy holidays from the National Honor Society here at Fort Recovery.
We're back. Hello, Rocker.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, that was pretty darn impressive, wasn't it?
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
That's got to be a first, though.
What?
Maybe in the green room.
Yeah.
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 Sleeping in a green room.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, narcolepsy kicked in.
So what's on the agenda tonight, buddy?
Well, it's on this day in pop culture history, our usual.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, and just to make sure it is after 8, of course, everybody knows that we're always late. Sports Talk will be on very shortly with Nick Twaits and Ray Cooney and the boys.
So. I'm going to try to move this long as fast as possible.
It's okay. We're okay, but just let everybody know that's coming up.
Of course, yesterday was November 22nd, and of course, you know.
Does it have anything to do with Kennedy's?
Well, it's kind of hard to avoid, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
1963, JFK assassinated in a parade in Dallas.
So, do you remember where you were?
I was a minus 11, happened? Jack.
What's that?
I was a minus 11.
You're minus 11.
Okay. That's a great memory.
Yeah, that is good.
That's really hard to remember that far back.
And, okay, so name the guy who shot him.
Well,
allegedly.
Yeah.
Because Rocker's a conspiracy theorist, and he doesn't think that this person he's going to say is exactly the person who killed him.
You sweet Bippy.
But go ahead and...
Lee Harvey Oswald, for those who actually believe that lemon.
Okay.
Okay, 1991.
So who do you think did kill him? Mob? Cubans?
Well... One, I can't
Lyndon
say.
Johnson?
Well,
one you can't name. What are you coming after yet?
Well, you never know.
Maybe. Hey, they got Kennedy. You think they can't get Rocker?
They can have him if they want me that bad.
If anybody is out to get Rocker, he goes to the Wayne IGA every morning at 10:30.
Not every morning.
Oh, some mornings at 10:30.
People guessing, right?
1991.
Sorry.
We're trying to move this along. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know it.
1991, Beauty and the Beast premieres. Now, that's the Beast and the gals, supposedly. Well, it's cartoon. This is the cartoon version.
Cartoon? This is the cartoon version.
Yeah.
So, okay, in what year?
1991.
Very good.
Of followed in 1995 by the first Pixar movie, Toy Story, which was same company premiered November 23rd.
Which is your favorite Toy Story movie?
The first one was good. I didn't really see the other two.
What?
I'm older, Jack.
Toy Story 3 was by far the best.
Really?
Yeah.
They've had that many?
You ever seen it?
I cried.
Ooh.
It's probably because you got your finger pinched in the door or something.
This is big.
Oh, okay.
Watch it and tell me you don't cry.
I'm not ready to cry right about now. November 23rd, 1936, the debut of the New Life magazine. I think I've covered that before on here before.
Yeah, probably at Breakfast with Bill.
Yep.
1977, Close Encounters of a Third Kind premieres.
What was? Oh, Close Encounters.
I was not a big fan.
No.
That
didn't do much. If
E.T. now.
If you were locked in a room. Okay. Were locked in a room.
With who?
With a TV that was stuck on one movie for the rest of your life. And it's gotta be either R rated or
less. No X rated.
Would you be satisfied with E.T.?
Yeah,
that's not porn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not porn.
So that's your favorite movie of all time?
Yes.
I watched it once.
If like that's your favorite movie of all time, you need to watch more movies.
Okay.
Area birthdays.
Ooh.
Area.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tuesday was Nicole Senior.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Wednesday, Brian Shane Line. And tomorrow, Turkey Day, will be Aaron Post.
All right.
Happy birthday to all.
Aaron was one bartended at Brick Street for a while. Yep.
All right.
Citizen of the day. Too bad he's not here to rub this in. Jody Stogler.
Jody Stogler, citizen of the day.
Why Jody?
Bubba's not here to, you know.
Where's Bubba?
3 G's.
He's trying to have supper, but they are short on employees. He'll be here before daybreak.
Be here tomorrow.
I think he'll make it by daybreak.
Yes.
My money's on daybreak.
Celebrity birthday times.
Ooh, celebrity birthdays.
Tomorrow, or yesterday, I should say.
Oh, not tomorrow.
Oh, you'll like this one.
I bet I don't.
Billie Jean King turns a whopping 79.
Oh, well then.
I thought she was 79 when she played Bobby Riggs.
Yeah. And Bobby Riggs was about that old that time, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I heard that Billie Jean King...
Crickets.
Go ahead.
I was waiting for you to finish that.
I heard she was kind of Johnny Bench.
Yes, I think she is batting for the other team.
Okay.
One of Fee's old girlfriends.
Yes.
Oh, he had so many.
Jamie Lee Curtis turns 64 today.
Halloween.
Or yesterday, I should say.
Love that girl.
True Lies.
Trading Places.
Trading Places is pretty good.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's 38.
She's kind of pretty, isn't she?
Kind of, yeah. She's not hard in the eyes, no. Today we got Chris Hardwick turns 51.
Well, is that a he or a she?
That's a he.
Okay. What did he do?
He does host for The Talking Dead and all that. He used to host a game show not too well back in the 90s.
Deal or No Deal?
I think it was Singled Out.
Singled Out. Never heard of that. Is that on cable?
Yeah. It was back in the, I think, MTV days.
that.
Yeah, Nick's got shit to do.
Hey, I'm not the one throwing this up. I feel bad for the guy.
We have a professional athlete in here, and he's... He is like on the sideline. He's warming up. He's doing.
I was in the warm up action for the last half hour.
You were sleeping.
He's back there pulling a muscle, and you're goofing off talking about Charlie O'Hanson.
That was Chris somebody.
Okay, Miley Cyrus is 30 today.
Really? Another one we don't care about.
Now
I do. No. Now we're getting into talented people.
Now, see, if I didn't believe you were sarcastic about that, I would believe you actually...
You know what? She's more talented than people give them credit. Give her credit.
I agree.
Well, it has to be, because I don't give her credit. I don't give her any credit for anything.
How about...
Except for being stoned every time she's on TV.
And God bless her for that, by the way.
How about the...
That makes it more tolerable for the rest of us.
And it makes me look better looking.
Nick, yeah. Nick is coming at 8:15.
Yeah,
let's go.
Okay. Hey,
but it's 8:18 now.
Oh shit!
That's good, though. Well, good, Zach.
Go ahead.
I'm out. I'm done.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is. You're ending on Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. So, happy Turkey Day, everybody, and see you next week, Jack.
Wait,
are you taking a vacation?
What are you most thankful for?
The end of the show.
You weren't so... I'm serious.
No,
you're a man with many blessings.
I'm thankful for a town that allows me to be in it.
We've tried like hell to get you out. But
no, we haven't. We fought you at every turn then, Jack. Everybody loves Rocker.
Yeah. Well, Rocker, I'm thankful that you come and join me every Wednesday, except the
third right now.
Oh, by the way, last week he was at the community club. You know, he pulls out the tickets. He won some money.
Hey.
Yes.
What'd you pull out? Pick when you?
I won $50.
Hey. He pulled out the Joker.
Yes.
Very good.
So I got another 3 months before I even pull my name out again. So
yeah. Well, by that time the pot will be really big, and
hopefully,
and yeah, just buy Fort Recovery Radio and just talk all day.
I tell you what. We have Nick Twaits coming in.
Yep.
He's here.
Yeah, he's here.
Well, for right now, he is.
Bubba is coming.
Bubba's on his way.
He almost has his food now.
Yes.
Bubba's getting food.
Yep.
Bubba just sent me a text.
And it says...
How you doing, big guy?
See ya.
And it says...
From Jordan.
Oh.
So, okay. We'll be back with Sports Talk right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.